And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckenhaus, Monique Donnelly, and you just heard what Tony Haynes does.
Our listeners,
just a little bit about what Tony Haynes does.
Our listeners don't have a clue what just happened. Even if you listen to it, you don't have a clue.
There was a revival in the studio.
Yeah. It just broke out, folks. It just happened.
Good stuff.
Yeah, man.
He was throwing out lyrics left and right. Rod was playing guitar. We're just on the fly.
Hallelujah. And you sounded very wonderful.
Thank you. It means a lot coming from you.
Yeah, we'll connect these two guys together for sure. A writer and a song person.
That's what Worship Factory is about.
Amazing. That is exactly what Worship Factory is all about. And if you're not connected, get connected at worshipfactory.net for
networking. Really. Lyrics really are not my gift. I can work at it. I can pull from scripture and come up with something halfway decent. He just starts opening his mouth and poetry and the word of God starts coming out. That's his gift. And if you can take people who are gifted in certain areas and bring them together, that's the whole point of Worship Factory. It's connecting the body of Christ.
Is there a better example in the world of what just happened?
Right.
That's it. Yeah. God can take this guy, brilliant with words, the brilliant, wonderful voice.
And your guitar.
And your guitar.
Oh, yeah, and then a guitar. Yeah. And you can do something that's really amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what we're preaching here at Worship Factory. We're saying this is what God's doing these days. He's putting people together. Find your place. Find your niche. Find your gift. And let's work that together.
Tony, have you always had these words in you? You've seen things, letters coming together and poetry. Has that always been a part of you?
Yes and no. I've always been pretty good with words, but in the last 8 years, I've written over 15,000 poems.
Oh, my word.
Typed maybe 1.5 million words.
Wow.
So I began to see words inside of words.
Yeah.
And so the last incarnation of it was when you can look at a word and it, all of a sudden other words dance out of it and you can see the words within the words. And once I learned to do that, I learned the secret of words. And the secret of words is really seeing what the word is. It's like when you hear scripture, and somebody may say, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, who should ever believe in him shall not pass, but have everlasting life." It's really being able to now take the words, because even in the word Jesus, you find us, right?
Mm.
So you find everything. But even you said a word earlier, together is one of my favorite words. Because in the word together, you get to get her. But now when you take the R off of her, you get he. So to get her and he together.
Very cool. That's beautiful.
So it's taking words and showing other meanings in those words.
Yeah.
So that, like you say, I have a gut feeling. And gut spells backwards is tug. So it tugs at you. And like the word art, you can find the word guitar. Guitar ends with T-A-R. You flip it around, you get a work of art.
Cool.
You know, T, there's so many things that I think for the listener out there, too, that it's so important about your journey is like a lot of ours. I mean, here's a guy from Compton, you know, this kid from Compton coming out and doing what you were doing and catching a bus and starting to write, doing what you were doing in your early days. You know, and today, then you've reached the top of the level of the studio level, and you've reached the top, what I would call the top. When you got 60 gold and platinum albums, you've reached pretty much the top when it comes to the writing, world. I mean, ASCAP awards, I mean, the NARS awards, I mean, things that you've accomplished in your career. And the thing is, one thing that, as a friend, but as your brother, and just as somebody that has watched you over the years, what's always amazed me by you is just like with Monique and her vocals. You practice. I mean, you're writing. This is a man that literally doesn't go anywhere without a notebook, and he's writing from the time he gets up almost every day. You can find Tony Haynes in a coffee shop someplace.
I've got a coffee shop called the Bandstand, located in Lancaster on Lancaster Boulevard. Bandstand, hello, Ed.
Yeah. Come out and see Tony.
That's where I am.
You can find him at Pete's. You can find him at Starbucks. Well, you can find him.
But at the Bandstand in Lancaster, California.
Because he doesn't pay rent.
That's our new sponsor, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Bandstand. No, but it's so amazing because watching the life, and when you launched the poetry books, when you launched all the books for Ellen and the different places that you had those out there, and watching so much work that goes into that. And the words, they come to you, but it's been a, I mean, that to me is a gift in yourself, in itself. I mean, I can't write like that with two eyes, much less a gentleman like you with one eye.
Well,
I mean,
you might have to lose an eye.
Yeah, I'm going to have to close one.
If I close one. You lose an eye to get a third eye.
I mean, everything you've fought my point is, I guess, is that there is no excuse for why we can't do whatever God's called us to do at the best we can do it.
Amen. No, there is an excuse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean it's good.
Right.
Ourselves.
Is it as an excuse? And even the word excuse has the word use. So there's no excuse to not let God use you.
There you go. Preach.
So, Tony, getting into this, I'm thinking some listener is somebody who maybe wants to write. They want to get started. How did you get into it? What turned your crank and opened your eyes to the world that you now enjoy?
I don't know. You know, it's in life, it is. You do what you're compelled to do. You just, you know, a writer writes, a singer sings, a boxer boxes. In life, a person, like you said, the word purpose, and in the word purpose, you find pure. And in the word purpose, you find rose. So when you find your purpose, you find something that's pure, and a double meaning on rose, where you rose to the occasion of the purity of your purpose, and you became a rose. Mm. And becoming a rose, you also get sore, you get the pain. So I always tell people, pretend you won the lottery. You got $100 million. You don't have to work. So what would you do for free? What would you do if you didn't have to worry about making money?
Yeah.
And then people tell you what they would do. And then you just say, basically, go do that.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, eventually you'll figure out how to make money. In the ministry that we're doing, I don't really talk about prosperity. Because if a person develops into the best them that they could be, and they develop who they are and what they will become, because we're here to become who we are. It's to be and to come. And in become, the last two letters of become are me. So when you become, you find the me that you are. And the first and last letter of become is be. So to be, come me. So once you can do that, then you will be prosperous. You will have all the things that are attached.
Yeah.
If you do what it is you have a passion for, and the word passion is, you know, what do you hear the pass on to do? What is the I, and then it's on. Passion.
And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. We are been listening to Tony Haynes in studio. We're going to take him into the next segment with us in our exposed segment of Worship Factory. But we're going to take you out of this segment with a little bit of Monique Donnelly and her gift that God has given her along with Rod Schreckengast. We'll be right back with Worship Factory's Exposed.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. Help me find a way. Bring me back to you. No one else will do, 'cause no one else can take your place to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way. bring me back to you.
That's Monique Donnelly right here at Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back.